over and over and over.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Israel's prime minister in the hospital undergoing surgery to implant a pacemaker. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was rushed to the hospital Sunday, a week after he was hospitalized for what his office called dehydration. A Ukrainian drone strike on a Russian ammunition depot in Crimea, prompting a massive explosion and evacuations. With July on track to become Earth's hottest month ever on record, growing calls for action on climate change. Illinois Congressman Eric Sorensen.
The disasters that we're seeing today are a product of the warming up until yesterday. And so the trajectory that we're going to see more of these extremes into the future.
He says climate change is not a distant problem, but one with real consequences happening now. A White House official says President Biden will establish a national monument honoring Emmett Till, the black teenager who was tortured and killed in 1955 after being accused of whistling at a white woman. This is ABC News. A large wildfire burning on the Greek island of Rhodes has forced the evacuations of about 2,000 people. The orders came after the fire started moving toward two seaside resorts. New details emerging about the suspect accused of ambushing police officers in Fargo, North Dakota, killing one of them. ABC's Mona Kosarabdi.
Nearly a week after that street shootout, authorities now revealing new details about the suspect, Mohammed Barakat. Police say Barakat's internet history showed searches for explosive ammo, kill fast, and mass shooting events, and even a search for a downtown street fair the night before the shooting. Officer Jake Wallen and two other officers on the scene of a fender bender on July 14th. When police say Barakat opened fire, allegedly armed with a long rifle and handgun.
Officer Wallen was killed. A funeral service was held Saturday. Another major lotto jackpot with no winner on Friday's Mega Millions drawing. It's estimated Tuesday's drawing will be worth over $800 million. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Media and Mad Radio 92.7 join Max Inc. Radio in sponsoring Atwood Fest 2023, presented by Lake Ridge Bank. Rock the block on Madison's East Side July 29th and 30th. Three stages, 30 bands, local crafts and food, and your favorite Wisconsin beers.
Meet me in Madison with Elizabeth Mary and Paul Schluter, Saturday, July 29th on the Luther Allison stage.
Full band lineup, visit atwoodfest.com. Rock the block with Atwood Fest, July 29th and 30th. It's Atwood Fest 2023.
It's Friday night in this river town, punching out of that 9 to 5. Time to throw my worries away. Let's skip the bars, let's go home. Put my favorite records on. Time to go out our own way.
No.
as long as you're next to me. Tonight I wanna let my hair down. People call us up like, where you at? We don't have time for that. We have more important plans. Living.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music on Civic Media. Elizabeth Mary there, Parking Lot Kiss, that's her latest release. Sweatpants and Wine before that, that's from her album that she released a couple of years ago. Elizabeth Mary is going to be at Atwood Fest. They're going to be on the Luther Allison stage. It's going to be Elizabeth Mary and Paul Schluter. Elizabeth Mary and
Paul
Schluter.
Hey, you know they got married.
Yes!
That's right. Congratulations. That's so awesome.
Oh, and their little boy is, you know, playing music already, man.
That little boy, that whole family is going to be musical geniuses.
Yeah, yep. That's ridiculous.
It's like the Partridge Schluter family.
You have a long history.
Nice.
Rocker, you have a long history with Mr. Schluter.
Oh.
Back when he was in Last Crack, being the band manager of Yes, he says.
Yes.
I often wonder, I was like, you know, they must have got married because I wondered, how did she get him to play country music? you know, Mr. Heavy Metal playing country. No, it's great. They're really good. Their whole performance is just going to be amazing. I've worked at trying to get Elizabeth and Paul Schluter in the past, and it just didn't work out because she is so busy.
Yeah.
But we got them at Wood Fest. They're going to be play as a duo.
1:15 on the Luther Allison stage on Saturday.
That'd be cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
So right after Fajo for sure.
Excellent.
Looking forward to that.
And all Paul, right. What a nice guy.
You get the full band lineup for Atwood Fest at atwoodfest.com. And for goodness sake, I hope you stop by and see us. Right now it's time for Bar Notes with Terry Barr. Your look at the local music scene news and notes. Sponsored by the Ethical Trade Company, Goods for a Better World. Visit them online at ethicaltrade.co.com.
Nicely done. It's something like that.
Yes.
I know. We love Ethical Co. Okay, Mad Lit. This is happening July 28th. That's a Friday, right before Atwood Fest, 8 to 11, in the 100 block of State Street. What I like about this, it's anything to do with words. So all kinds of artists are going to be there. They're going to be singing. They're going to be doing poetry. They're going to be rapping. Mad Lit, once again, 100 block of State Street. And go check it out. Why not?
It's right around the corner from the new studio.
I know. Good reason to get on out there. Okay, have you driven by the Red Rooster? And this, I'm going to just call the Red Rooster our venue of the week. This place, I just love it so much. It's on the east side of Madison. They now have the outdoor area ready to rock.
Nice.
It's all set. They had kind of like a quiet breaking in. And they have a new mural. This place just knows what it's doing. The food, the drinks, the music, outside, inside, and now a mural to boot. If you haven't been to Red Rooster, it is one of those where you drive in and park and you kind of go, am I in the right place? It's a very kind of industrial warehouse area of the Madison East Side, but they fit in perfect. And now with this mural, look out.
Their food is awesome.
Yes, the food is awesome. So go for the food and then stay for the even more awesome music. How about that?
Good bar, too.
Okay, finally, we are talking about this. And I know, Jimmy K, you've got a little bit of information to help out Amanda Wolfie and Trevor. And I know Amanda has been part of the Mad Rolling Dolls and the derby scene here for a long time. She is really facing a lot of health issues. I know they're trying to get back to Wisconsin. They live in California. But the challenges for this young lady continue. She had a pulmonary embolism, and now she has cancer. And a GoFundMe is started in support of their effort to get back home.
Yeah, they actually made it back home, but Amanda faces a lot of challenges ahead. And they need some money, to be honest.
Yeah.
They need cash.
Yeah, so and it's so hard for artists in any way out there trying to do what they love and no health insurance or any of those kinds of things. So if you can help them out, go to the GoFundMe page and then just look up Help Out Amanda and Trevor. I mean, it's simply that easy to find this GoFundMe. They've upped the ante on it, too, as far as a goal, and I think it's looking pretty good. So that just says something about everybody always trying to help out. I think that's it, guys. There are your bar notes. I'm Terry Barr.
EthicalTradeCO.com. The Ethical Trade Company. Goods for a better world.
There it is.
Thank you very much. we've got, we're going to talk about the Sugar Maple Music Festival coming up here real soon. It's a great festival happening August 5th and 7th. South Madison. Right now, The Heavy Looks and Shake Me Up. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. Radio on Civic Media, that's Heavy Looks and Shake Me Up. They're playing tonight, actually, here in Madison with Jeffy Lewis and The Voltage with Heavy Looks.
I think we need to go.
Where is this at? They don't have the... Hang on. The venue is... the where is the venue?
I want to say the Borough, but I don't know that that's correct.
No, I don't think... yeah, you're right. It is the Borough.
We're out of here. Let's go.
Let's do it right now. Hey, coming up here, we're going to talk with Aaron Johansson from the Sugar Maple Music Festival. He's going to join us, talk about the festival right now, tonight. Or actually, yeah, this weekend is Boogie Down over in the Driftless area.
Ooh, yeah.
I love Boogie Down. I want to go to that some year. It'd be a great time. I just want to go to Driftless Gardens. People Fest is coming up in August. Maybe we can go then. You know?
There's a pile of rocks sitting at the corner of the field. I find myself atop of those stones. I'm feeling all sorts of feels. There's arrows of light shining down from the heavens. And they're shining so bright and so loud that I must have hit my dang old head in the ground. That's the way it goes after a night like that. Yeah, last thing I remember, I was plucking the banjo, we were having all sorts of laughs. What'd I do that to myself? Why would I drink my night away? Oh yeah, that's right, all my friends, they told me to do it. All my friends told me to do it. I know they might seem like a bad influence, but they're how I get through it. All my friends keep me from feeling down. That's why I'm proud to throw a little of their way. Sadness. Sell me the Holy Ghost. Sell me some sort of way to get on with my day and forget where my troubles are at. Invite me over for dinner. Invite my woman too. Give me a plate of baked beans, tater salad, and far too much barbecue. All my friends told me to do it. I know they might seem like a bad influence, but they're how I get through it. Like a tiger creeping up real sneaky with the right group of dudes in the right kind of mood. You can hop on that tiger's back. You can run away, or you can hide in fear. Oh, you can saddle up. You can head on stage to play one hell of a goddamn show. All my friends told me to do it. I know they might seem like a bad influence, but they're how I get through it. We'll be right back. told me to do it.
Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media, all my friends from Armchair Boogie. Hey, we got Sugar Maple Fest coming up in just a couple of minutes. Max Inc. Heavy tonight at 10. And in between, since we don't have a Devil's Lair tonight, we are doing the 9 o'clock funk hour. Gonna do some funky stuff in the 9 o'clock hour. Stick around for that. Right now is The Present Age on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Do you enjoy shopping for handcrafted products? Do you believe in making the world a better place? You will love Ethical Trade Co. Browse for goods from around the globe, knowing by purchasing fair trade products, you are supporting the artists' economic independence. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. EthicalTradeCo.com. Goods for a better world.
Jimmy K here for TheSpaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with TheSpaceship.tv. TheSpaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at TheSpaceship.tv today. TheSpaceship.tv. MaxInc.tv.
Hey, I'm Dave Mustaine from Megadeth, and you're not, but you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Today's Random Thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Say
Never Come Down. That's Better Late Than Never on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. You know, Terry,
yes,
that band is coming to the Sugar Maple Festival happening in Madison on August 4 and 5.
Yes, you are correct. Sugar Maple Music Fest at Lake Farm County Park, and here to talk with us about it, Aaron Johansson. Aaron is on the board of directors and a big volunteer with the festival. Hey, Aaron, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
I have to start by asking you, and congratulations, because I know the fest is celebrating 20 years.
Wow, congratulations.
That is amazing. How does it feel to hit this kind of a milestone with the Sugar Maple Music Festival?
It feels amazing. It feels amazing. I know, and we're a nonprofit organization, yeah. And so it's, you know, we're doing this as a kind of a labor of love with volunteers who love the music and who love creating community around the music. And mm-hmm. So I think, you know, there's something about putting something together just because you love it and you're passionate about it. And to see, I've been involved for probably 7 or 8 years now. So yeah. I haven't been involved for the whole 20, but just to hear the stories of how it's grown and evolved and changed and yet kept a really, really special flavor. I don't know, local flavor. I don't know. It's kind of humbling that we're approaching our 20th year, partially because of all the support that we have.
I would say I agree, and I've been really fortunate to go to Sugar Maple Music Festival several times in the last couple of years. For someone who hasn't been there, though, and you've described it as special, what goes on that makes it so special? And really, this is a festival unlike any other in the area.
Yeah. So I guess I think there's, you know, a few things that make it so special. One of those things is that we try to make it very engaging. So it's not people don't just sit still and watch music. there's different opportunities to engage with the music and to engage with the musicians. We have a small stage that we call the Roots and Reason stage. And that's something, you know, our music has a lot of history with its American roots music, comes from different parts of the country, different traditions. And sometimes there's interviews, there's on that stage, there are artists that are showing their instruments, talking about the history of their music. People can ask questions, be very up close and personal. So we think that engagement there makes a big difference. Of course, there's dancing, there's jamming. a lot of, you know, people bring their instruments, they play together, they play with the musicians who lead special jams. There's a beginner jam tent. So, you know, if anyone's ever tried to do a jam, any of your listeners or any of you, you know, it can be a little intimidating. And so to have a beginner jam leader who talks about etiquette, that can be a really helpful way to become even more a part of that music community.
And it's so cool to watch you guys. I mean, just watching how a jam develops and yeah. Everybody looking at each other and then they join in. And eventually, I think the one tent that I saw one time, there was like 25 people jamming. And it was so incredible. Yeah, I have goosebumps just kind of thinking about it because, wow, music just brings people together in a really special way.
And everything you all just described, too, it seems like it's a very family-friendly event. Get the kids involved with the music. We always promote that here. It's good stuff. Aaron, let's talk about the venue itself. It's actually at a county park. Actually, it's a state park, Wisconsin State Park, Lake Farm Park.
I think it's a Dane County Park.
Yeah.
It's Lake Farm County Park, but now it's called W.G. Lunny Lake Farm County Park. And so it's gorgeous. I mean, it's on the shores of Lake Wabisa. Mm-hmm. It's easily accessible by bike. It's off the bike path or off, you know, the Broadway exit from the Beltline. But mm-hmm. Yes, it's beautiful. People camp there. There's, you know, if you want to talk about things for kids to do. You know, there's a playground. We are going to have kids activities. We have a climbing wall. We have a new partnership. Yeah, we have a partnership with the Children's Museum this year. They're bringing out
cool.
their own art cart. We have Marsha Mechelon brings out it's called the Wild Rumpus Circus. So kids can hula hoop, stilt walk, costumes. You know, we actually have somebody else doing Friday night, all day Saturday and Friday night, we're going to have kids' activities. And we also think that's really special.
It is.
Art cart. I remember that when I was a kid. I loved the art cart when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have to keep Jimmy K off the wall, though. He's going to want to climb up on the wall.
So there's camping there, and lots of activities for the kids and the whole family and the music. Let's talk about the music real quick here, because we are running kind of short on time. You have a lot of fantastic artists coming through this year. What are a couple of highlights that you're excited about?
Well, I'm excited about all of them.
Sure.
But, I'm really excited about this band called Big Richard. It's a all-women's bluegrass band from Colorado. And they have really been, they've been touring a lot this year. A lot of people are hearing about them, and you don't see a lot of bluegrass bands that are all women. And that's something we try to do, is get diverse genres and diverse voices.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about Big Richard. I think they're a little bit sassy and they're incredibly talented. We've got Guy Davis coming to do blues. Both Texmaniacs are coming. They're doing the border music. They're, I believe, based in San Antonio. We got a Cajun band, Joe Hall and the Cane Cutters. I mean, and JD McPherson. I think he's going to be our closer on Saturday night. He's very,
yes,
very good.
Yes.
I mean, I can't say anything bad about any of them. It's a diversity of genres.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, this American roots music, singer songwriters. We're proud of also what we bring as far as diverse genres and diverse artists. And we work really hard at that.
Now, I know that you guys are now working with Atwood Fest, and there is now a Sugar Maple stage at Atwood Fest, and we have a little bit of bluegrass coming to Atwood Fest. Talk about this partnership that you guys have forged with us.
So, yeah, last year was the first year that we did that, and we were able to have our own stage, bring in, it was both some vocal artists, some regional artists, the way to, bring the genre again, make it accessible to people. That's something else we believe in a lot. And also, we can promote the festival, but really promote the community that we think that we've built around the festival. And so, yes, another opportunity to bring people together around music. And it's 1 week before the festival.
Perfect.
So, yeah. Can I talk a little bit about how people can find tickets?
Yes.
In fact, how did you know? That was our next question.
You're peeking in our papers here.
Yes.
We have a website that's sugarmaplefest.org, and it has all the information a person would want about the festival. You can buy tickets there. There's actually a buy tickets button on the site. But there's also, people can get paper tickets at several places in Madison. Any of the Willie Street Co-op locations, they're for sale. Also, Orange Tree Imports and Spruce Tree Music and Zip Dang. So I think Orange Tree and Zip Dang are both on Monroe Street, and then Spruce Tree is down, it's on the east side, it's on Johnson. And then, like I said, all the Willie Street Co-ops.
So
kids under 17 are free with a ticketed adult.
Under 17? Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
I look 17.
17 and under. Can get in.
I look 17.
I
can get over that.
Aaron, it is a great festival, and I'm so glad that you were able to come on and talk with us about this, because it really, we started it by talking about how special it is, and it really is.
Well, thank you so much. I hope to see you there.
We hope to see you there as well. We hope to see you at Atwood Fest as well.
Woo!
We're looking forward to that. SugarMapleFest.org for all the information you need, camping information, ticket information, and information where you can get the tickets around town.
Yes.
Aaron, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you so much. Take care.
This artist is from New York, and he's coming to the Sugar Maple Festival.
Yes.
I would like to go see this guy right here.
Mm-hmm.
Guy Davis, Lost Again on Max Inc. Radio Civic Media. We are local music.
Wishing on the wrong star, talking to the wrong girl. I was lost again. Stopping at the wrong house, knocking on the wrong door, climbing up the wrong stairs, stopping on the wrong floor, going to the wrong room. I was lost again. Fooling with the wrong key, coming on the wrong night, kissing on the wrong girl, turning off the wrong light, laying in the wrong bed. I was lost again. Again, jumping from the wrong floor, running down the wrong street, running from the wrong car, shoes on the wrong feet, tripping at the wrong time. I was lost again, talking to the wrong judge, trying to get the wrong bail, lost again.
Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music from Jabba Dance. That's Guy Davis. And I like that song.
That was a great song.
I was listening to some of Guy's music on Bandcamp. You could download it there. But this album was really good. I had a hard time picking out a song.
Well, thanks for picking that one. Fun. Sugar Maple Music Festival coming up August 4th and 5th. And Guy Davis will be playing.
Excellent. Jimmy K, Rocker, Terry Barr, you two are leaving. You're out of here pretty soon, huh?
Well, you offered to take over this next hour.
I got the 9 o'clock funk hour coming up, and I can't wait. You got to be careful when you say that, Rocker, the 9 o'clock funk hour.
Yeah, we're going to funk, man.
We're going to funk it out, yes. Max and Kevy coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. We're going to talk with Greg from Studio 301 out in Portage, a brand new venue there. Rocker, you were kind of you've been reminiscing about Atwood Fest and old Atwood Fest shows.
Well, I've got 20 years worth of posters up there on the Facebook
page.
What's
in front of you right now?
You were playing some Mad Polecats, or you were talking about playing some old Mad Polecats, so I looked one up, and I think you remember this, Jimmy. It was Atwood Summerfest 2012, and over there on the Max Inc. Radio Ale Asylum Rock Stage, if you remember that far back, was the Mighty Groove Machine, Fox.
Fox! Oh, wow, out of Baraboo.
Altered Five, Anna Wang and the O'Boys. And then VO5, that was the first day. And then the Reptile Palace Orchestra, the Mad Polecats, God's Outlaw, and a band called Hewn, who played that year. And, you know, of course, the Rousers played on the other stage with the People Brothers bands, the Cashbox Kings, the Midwesterners, Josh Hardy. I mean, we've been doing local music on these stages for a long time.
You should be super proud, both of you, because you've worked this Atwood Fest thing.
I think the first Atwood Fest that I emceed at, I believe Color Phase and American Dead played.
Actually, I'm gonna tell you, Jimmy, that was 2013, 1 year after that. And that was Color Phase, I Am Dragon, Subatomic, Lova Nova, Mojo Radio, and VO5.
Woo.
That was a lineup. That was my first Atwood Summerfest or Atwood Fest.
Mojo Radio.
That I worked. Yeah. That I was on stage emceeing and stuff.
Very good.
So good. All right, so Atwood Fest happening in just moments away. July 29th, the 30th. Mm-hmm. This is Saturday and Sunday. Clear your calendar. Come out and hang out with
us.
It's a good time. If you see Rocker and I, you know, maybe I'll slide you a beer. I'll buy you a beer over at the Beer Caddy.
I'll be there too.
Yeah, we'll buy the beer for you at the Beer Caddy.
There you go.
That way the money stays for the neighborhood, or else I will get myself in trouble here.
Promises, promises.
Exactly.
Got my flask and other goodies in my pocket too.
Yeah, I've seen this. I can vouch.
All right, 9 o'clock Funk Hour coming up in just moments.
Oh, man.
We're gonna kick it off. I'll leave it a surprise right now. Mad Polecats, Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
You're listening to Classic Hits 93. Wisconsin weather for this evening: cold and windy. A high of -3 with a wind chill of -32. Oh, you better keep it inside, kiddies. Here's something to keep you warm. The pride of Wisconsin, the Mad Polecats.
Door, and you come all this way just to tease me. You know the world turns so cold here when winter winds blow, dear, but the snow that brings sure does freeze me. And the world turns forgotten in northern Wisconsin, just you and the fire and the sound of the wind. When it gets done blowing, it always starts snowing, and the world turns to quiet. I once spent the winter away from Wisconsin, trucking down south where the wind ain't so wild. But when the spring came, Lord, I didn't feel rested, like when I'd miss sleeping when I was a child. And the world turns forgotten in northern Wisconsin, just you and the fire and the sound of the wind. When it gets done blowing, it always starts snowing, and the world turns to quiet, and all white again. The wind in the pines is a soft lullaby. Another go around, man, I know.
local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard.